This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good evening. It's the evening edition. You're with Caroline and Ezra, and what a topic we have for you tonight. Once upon a time, it seemed to be relatively straightforward to find a partner. You might have been introduced via a friend, your family may have introduced you, or maybe you just bumped into them somewhere by accident and romance blossomed.
Yeah, so nowadays things are different. We're all very busy. Over the past few years, there's been a proliferation of services offered that help to point us in the right direction. So there's OkCupid, Match.com, eHarmony, numerous other websites. So recently we've seen dating hookup apps as well. You know, Grouper, Plenty of Fish. I seem to know all of them.
I know, Caroline. You're an expert now.
It's just rolling off the tongue. The very popular Tinder. Just thought I'd throw that in there.
Now, there are times, of course, when some of us might want something a little bit more traditional, perhaps. A lunch date, maybe. But what if you need to look for something more specific? Someone from your own community, background, or religion. And that's where one of our guests today, Gina, comes in. Gina has set up a website that aims to match people from Indian ethnicities. Today, we'll be speaking to Gina Dhaliwal, creator of LunchDate.my. As well in the studios is Sharon and Amar, who have utilized the website. Welcome to the show, everyone.
Thank you, Ezra. Hi, Caroline.
Hi.
Now, tell us, Gina, why did you decide to become involved in this particular industry and start this website in particular?
Actually, it was by chance. What happened was last year, I started about a year ago in May, very unofficial. An auntie of mine just came to me and she said that, you know, Gina, I'm doing single mingle night. I want our Punjabi boys and girls to come and we're doing it at Lake Club and what have you.
Single mingle night.
Yeah, I know.
She is 60 plus. Oh. She's gotten together with some other friends of hers, right. Ladies, you know, the ladies of leisure, if you have you. And then she said, can you help me promote it? Because I'm quite active on Facebook. And then so I did. So, and then they got very good response. And she says that, wow, you know, 2 weeks time I got 80 people. So I said, oh, I'm very happy. But what happened was among these people, they started talking to me via PM saying that, Gina, you have somebody, you know, you did this, you have somebody. They thought I was doing it because the way I promoted it, you know, this happening. Then I decided, okay, maybe I can just hook them up, you know, here and there and all that. And then I decided I'll just do a quick survey. Mm-hmm. You know, are you, just please guys answer this and all that. And that survey was, is it easy to meet someone? If yes, why yes? If no, why not? And put your okay, I know your gender, but just put your age. So 25, yes, Gina, this, this, this. And that went on for days and days and days. And I thought that, hey, yeah. I think I stumbled upon something. And I just started it out of that. And there were like 300 registrations just via an email. I just told them just to email me, and there was 300, and I said, okay, I got to set up a website and do this properly.
It took on a life of its own, essentially. So tell us, you know, from all the other websites that I mentioned a little earlier, how does your website differ?
Okay, what we do is there's no online chatting or phone numbers being exchanged. Everything is real dates. So when people register, go to our website, lunchdate.my, register. There's a registration form, mm-hmm. And it comes to us, and then what we do is we call up and we actually explain how lunch date works. Yeah, okay, I got to meet you once. You got to fill up the forms about yourself, about the kind of person you want to date. There's a membership agreement to be filled, to be signed. And then photos to be given for us so that we know how to describe you to the person. We don't email photos and all that. And then when they both parties agree that, okay, I'll see him. Yeah, she sounds interesting. And then we plan the date. So usually it's the hot spots like Bangsa, you know, Mid Valley, mm-hmm. KLCC, the restaurants. And then they meet up and then they give a feedback. Yes, I liked him. I'm seeing him again. No, Gina, can you please refine the search? He's too tall for me or something. Yeah.
He's too tall for me.
Yeah. He's 6'3" and all that. And yeah, she's 5 feet. So how?
Now, we'll speak to some of the participants who have gone onto the website. Amar, how did you stumble upon lunchdate.my and what attracted you to such a dating site?
Basically, I was actually surfing the Facebook.
Okay.
And I always look at people, everybody, all kind of funny stories you hear of people meeting up on Facebook, people talking to each other. And the beautiful part that you always notice are jokes. Somebody poses a picture of a beautiful model, but in real life, you see somebody of a extremely perfecto. So a different meaning. But here, I was doing looking at somebody who's actually taking initiative to actually do something sincerely. Mm-hmm. To help out whoever is interested. Me being a divorcee, I've been divorced for 9 years and never had the time to go out. It's always work, 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 work. Mm. So I say, it's like, let's give it a try. right? No harm, no harm. So I just called Gina. I says, up for a nonsense. No time to waste. This is what I want.
Right, and again, I guess there's a matter of convenience to it, and considering we all lead such busy lives.
Convenience and accessibility. Sharon, tell us about your experience.
It's similar to Amr. So I also met Gina on lunch date through Facebook. So I actually contacted her and asked her about what is lunch date all about, and she actually explained to me. And then after explaining to me, I thought this is something that I would like to, you know, venture into. And once I started talking to her and telling her what is my problem, that, you know, I travel a lot, but because of my job, I travel overseas, I travel domestically as well. So yes. Due to that, I am able to meet a lot of people, especially, you know, potential people that I want to meet to get married. So that's why I meet her and I explain to her my problems, and she's actually helping me to get the right person to meet, the one that I want to meet, not the people that I want to meet in the bar. Just for politicians and all that kind of thing.
So you're actively using the website, but have you found anyone yet?
Not yet. Gina is trying very hard to find someone for me. I'm not picky, but Gina understands the type of person that I'm looking for. Someone, you know, committed to same understanding like me. So Gina, I think I am a very tough client for her.
Well, we'll speak very, very shortly about how lunchdate.my works in further detail. Speaking about online dating, we'll be right back on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9. Good evening, it's the Evening Edition. You're with Caroline and Ezra. I'm speaking about online dating. In the studio with us is Gina Dhaliwal, creator of LunchDate.my, as well as Sharon and Amar, who have used the social dating website. Gina, a lot of websites don't make that distinction between ethnic groups in terms of dating. Why did you decide to go with this approach in terms of making introductions to people from specific ethnic groups?
Well, in the beginning, I didn't know whether I should open up to everybody. Mm-hmm. So all I had was the Punjabis, you know. And then from the Punjabis came the Indian ethnicities. The aunties and parents started calling me up because I said, as my website was being ready, before that I started lunch date page. And I started getting all these requests and stuff like that. So I said, okay, so Indians and Punjabis, I can do that. So I did that and just went into that. And then when people registered and they started coming to fill up the forms to become members, and then they came and told me, they said, oh my God, you know, you just filled a huge gap, because they've gone to other dating agencies that are not very big with Indian market. There are a few out there that are very big with Chinese, you know, or Eurasians or mixed and what have you, but not Indians per se.
All right. So when you say there are a few out there that are very big with, I suppose, different ethnic groups, is it essentially open to everyone, but it's just more popular among certain ethnic groups?
No, actually, my website currently actually says Indians, Punjabis, Gujaratis, Bengalis. I actually spell out North Indians and South Indians. I do spell out. And I have also added, even on my website, and I've started taking them on, they happen to be Pakistani Muslims, Punjabi Muslims.
Is it important to make these distinctions?
Apparently so. I don't know. I think I've hit the right button, because when people come to me, they actually say, oh my God, you know, Gina, I'm Gujarati. I only want Gujarati son-in-law for my daughter and stuff like that. So I actually have to correct them. I say, look, auntie, I'm not doing matrimony. I'm doing introductions. Yes, I do have Gujaratis, which I can introduce to you. So, but I need all the information before I can actually say, yes, he and she should meet, because, you know, the screening process has been done.
So say someone of Chinese ethnicity would like to join the website. How does that work? Does it work?
Yeah, I do have that. I do have Chinese guys, especially, who want to date Indian girls. Mm-hmm. And they do. I haven't started taking any of them on as yet, because I do not find Indian girls wanting to say, yes, Gina, I wouldn't mind a Chinese guy. Why not? So I haven't done that, because I don't have the other side. I mean, it's, you know, you have to have the right fit for this.
What are the matches based on then?
Okay, the matches are based on when people come. Let's say if the Indian guy happens to be Ceylonese.
So, and Ceylonese are very particular about meeting other Ceylonese. You know, oh, I mean, you know, she only can, you can only introduce her to a Ceylonese, you know. So I actually do that, you know. So if it's a 29-year-old Ceylonese doctor, I'll try to get someone who's professional, also a Ceylonese. And all the other criteria that they fill up, you know, no smoking, no drinking.
And so you're looking at whatever criteria the applicant has put forth rather than you thinking, well, actually, irrespective of what they think they want, you're trying to sort of find the best of both worlds?
Yes, actually, it is what they want. But sometimes, you know, I can't give them what they want. Mm-hmm. So I do tell them, I say, can you just lower your expectations a little bit? You know, just be a bit broader. So some people, yeah, sure. So Ceylonese will be first choice, Gina. After that, please go to Malayali and this and that. But some people definitely know. So their waiting period is a bit longer. So the higher your expectation, you know, your waiting period has to be longer because I need to get that kind of person come to me first.
It seems to me that I guess what Gina has done, especially speaking to the auntie who was having the single mingle nights, is that I guess working off some of the cultural customs and traditions that a lot of these communities already have and I guess creating a platform for it.
How many members do you currently have on your website?
Registration has shot up to about maybe about, I don't know, 800 perhaps, but I've got about 300 with me right now.
As in active members?
As in active members, yeah.
Yeah, and is there a fee for signing up? How does that work?
Yeah, there is a fee. I charge for 4 dates, 6 dates or 8 dates. Mm-hmm. And there is, earlier there was just one, when I first started, it was just one flat fee for everybody, you know, but then when I have people coming and they just want professionals into professionals and stuff like that, and my biggest number at the moment are doctors. I've got a lot of doctors because they work like 3 days in a row with no time.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so they are like, oh, please, you know, if you can find someone for me.
So do you have technology actually working this out for you, or are you personally going in and looking for the matches, you know? So, you know, you sort of remember everybody on the website. Say, for example, you speak to Amar, you know what Amar likes. Is that how it works?
No, I've got two things. I've got, I created folders for all my members. So I've got all the information there. I've also got hard copies. So for me to filter, for me and my staff and all that, we filter and then we put people, like every Monday and Tuesday, we don't go out and see anybody. No sales, nothing, unless people want to walk into the office. But Monday and Tuesday is a day, 2 days we have to start screening and pairing up people for that weekend, for them to start go on a date or as and when they are available.
Amar, tell us about your experience of going through lunchdate.my. How long did it take for you to hear back from the response, and what has the experience been like thus far?
Sincerely, Gina did a good job, actually. Reason being is, upon signing up, within a week, Gina says, I got candidate for you. So just try and go and see this candidate. See, she finds it very suitable to me because of the character, if some of the things that I've actually requested. Then I went out on a date, and professionally, the first person I met was pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But there are certain things that we are, I think, being a human being, we always use our instinct. There are certain things we jive, certain things we don't jive, right? Then as I came back, I told Gina, I'm one person, I want to look at more options, right? So preferably, I need more options. I'm not flirting around, I'm not keeping anybody's numbers or whatever. But it's Gina gave me the options, so that's what that's the positive side of it. Looking at what I've done previously, I've gone through another web agency. They'll come and promise you sky high rocket. Hey, you know, this perfecto for you, no problem. This will be the best one for you. But it's not what you're actually looking for, even to certain specifications you're given. It's not buying a car.
So it's the personal touch then that you were looking for, as opposed to these giant websites.
Yes, it is, because you see, giant websites, they just tell you fill up a form, this, and A, B, C, that's all. They try to match it as close as possible. Here, it's somebody who comes and says, okay, she's actually trying to learn your character, she's trying to read you from your body language, knowing you personally, do a personal interview, meet up with you, then only find somebody that suits you because she knows her candidate by the back of her hand.
Now, Gina, for every applicant that goes through this website, what do you consider to be a success?
Okay, my success is that everybody I introduce to my members are quality members for themselves, someone that they would have wanted to chat up anywhere. So I do not say my success is, oh, you're dating. Oh my God, you're going to get married. I'm definitely going to, you know, I'm going to get that happening for you. I can't.
Right.
The only thing is quality. Quality members and what you want.
We're speaking about online dating. With us in studio is Gina Dhaliwal, creator of LunchDate.my, as well as Sharon and Amar, who've utilized the website. We'll be right back after this on BFM 89.9. Good evening, I'm Ezra Zayed.
Good evening, I'm Caroline O.
And thus far we've been speaking about online dating. With us is Gina Dhaliwal, creator of LunchDate.my, as well as Sharon and Amar in the studio, who've basically utilized the website to different degrees of success.
Yep, absolutely. And we were talking a little bit earlier about how Lunch Date works and the personal kind of service that it affords as opposed to the giant websites, dating websites that are out there. Gina, you were talking about having quality members and how you ensure that each one that joins your website is a quality member. How sustainable is that in terms of, once you have, say, thousands of signups, are you going to be able to keep the same level of attention in the same fashion?
Okay, what's happening is, you're right, I've got too many people registering, too many people waiting for us to go and see or for them to come and see us in the office. What's happening right now is I'm configuring my website so that people can register online. Mm-hmm. And then when it comes to us, we are going to direct them back to the website where they will actually fill up the forms online. And then the forms come back to us for approval. We will also do a phone call to interview them, and if we can meet them up, we will meet them up. After which we approve, then they will be given a login and a password where they can actually put their profile online.
Doesn't that seem to be moving towards the more generic models that are out there?
No, because at the end of the day, there's no online chatting. There's no phone calls. They still go in. What mm-hmm. happens is they go in. Let's say I'm a guy. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go in. I'm going to log in. I'm going to see all the females there and all that. And I see, okay, here's one candidate I like. Here's another one that I like. Mm. So at the bottom of that, the model is, at the bottom of that, there'll be, please click here if you wish to date this person. So with a click here, you can click on it and it goes to a form called the date request form,
right,
which they will fill out. And it will come back to us. And then we will follow up with a phone call to give more information about the girl. And then he says that, yeah, I'd like to see her. Then the next thing we do is, now we are going to get in touch with the girl to tell her about this guy who's keen. Mm. And if she says yes, out they go.
Right. Is there anything in place in terms of background checks just to make sure, say, for example, somebody like Sharon, you want to make sure that she's, meeting up with somebody who's not a serial killer, for example?
Yeah, I know. That has come to me from parents, especially when they come and see me. Yeah, make sure Gina is a good boy, Gina. Make sure you better check. Okay, what I do is I do not check criminal records. Mm-hmm. I do not check bankruptcy. But if the person is not working, I'm not going to take that person on. I do take character referees. Two character referees, should I suspect anything, I've got phone calls that I can make. Or if, when the person is interviewed and I suspect that this person could be a little bit depressed, he's got a lot of baggage, he's saying so many things about his ex, my god, I don't think he's ready to be put out there, so then I will take my time in approving them as members. And I have done so.
Well, you have done so, as in you've turned people down for membership applications?
Yes. Right now, the biggest number of people I'm turning down are people who are weight challenged. So, because every guy, not girls. Girls are still all right. But the problem is, every guy that comes, Gina, make sure she's slim. Gina, make sure she's normal.
So you turn the women down?
I have. I'm so sorry, but I have. Because you know why? When I first started, I took everybody on. And then I couldn't send them out on dates because they don't get chosen. I mean, it's because, you see, people pay good money. And then suddenly they say that, Gina, I've already actually spelled out. And then, so what I've done is, I tell you, Caroline, I'm just been so lucky, because a few ladies that I've taken, they're less than 10, they are all working out. They have gone on diets. I've just got one who's lost about 7 kilos and she's gone out on a date and she feels terrific, so I've been very lucky.
Are you not worried about discrimination suits?
I know I am. But the thing is, if you pay me money and I can't deliver,
it's another problem altogether.
Yeah, how?
So, but of course, there are going to be applicants who would like, bigger women, so to speak. So, what do you do then?
No, I do have guys who don't mind.
Right.
I do. The guys who, like, they said, okay, if she's like 10 kilos, from her ideal weight and all, Gina is still all right. So I do have. it's funny. But this is life. You see, everything is visual. Beauty sells.
And so the information that people are looking at the website includes their photos and some sort of very brief details, or are there photos involved on the website?
On the website is not ready yet.
Okay.
The website, because I've also got requests from Australia and Singapore, so I'm actually widening my market. All there right. are Aussies from India who wants to, sorry, Aussies, Indian Aussies who want girls and guys from Malaysia, mm-hmm. because, they can't find anybody there. You know, so I've got Australians and I put them on hold, and I've got Singaporeans and then a Malaysian. So these are going to be my key markets on when my website is ready for people to log in.
So what kind of people shouldn't apply for your services? from our chat so far, I take it anyone who's of different ethnicities as opposed to those listed on your website, anyone who's overweight?
Well, overweight... the thing is, the only one reason I can't deliver.
Oh.
But beyond that, nothing is wrong. I mean, I still take people. If the person is separated and not divorced, is someone that I don't take. I get quite a few calls from people who are separated. And then I said, look, I can't because you're still married and I cannot be sending you on a date with someone, you see, because what do I answer to the parents? Because I've got a lot of Indians, parents are involved.
Right. Ajaran, tell us your experience from going on the website and what have they been like?
So far, I've only gone for one date that I was arranged by Gina.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, she's taking a very long time to find me good dates. I've been with her for 1 year and she has only set up one date for me.
What are your expectations?
Very simple, actually, but I'm not sure why she's taking too long to find someone for
tell
me.
Tell us what they are.
But she has informed me it's because of my age group. She's having difficulty to find guys because guys prefer much more younger girls.
Yeah.
And also because of my background, especially my characteristics and also my education.
What's wrong with your education?
I'm not sure. You know, those are the limitations that she has told me that it's hard for her to actually narrow down certain guys, you know, to go out date with me.
So let's put her on the hot seat.
Okay, what has happened is, okay, I'm also learning. As much as I'm doing lunch date, I'm learning about male psychology, especially male psychology, okay? Now, men in their 40s, I've got 43-year-olds, I've got 44, 47-year-olds, who want girls who are 28, 32 max. And I'm like, oh my God. And then when I say, okay, I have candidates for you. And then the 28 and 32-year-olds are, Gina, might as well send me on a date with my dad. And then that's the exact scenario Sharon is in. You know, she is in late 30s. Yeah. She definitely wants to date someone who's like 39, 42 max or something like that. Mm. But these guys, they want younger women. So what is happening now? It's as I am doing this, and as they get rejected by women like these, you know, they are also beginning to realize that, look, wow, you know, I shouldn't expect that, you know. I mean, I'm in my mid-40s, and I can't expect someone who's like 28 to be she wouldn't want to see me. So when they get rejected, then they lower down their expectations. Okay, Gina, below 38. I say, yeah, below 38, I can do it. 35 to 38, I've got plenty of candidates. That's when I send them out. And what happened with Sharon is Sharon joined me when I was very new. I just started and I had a handful of them, you know, and her age group, a lot of them came later. So now that they're coming, now one by one, she'll be going out and seeing them. So I did make her wait because I did tell her, I said, look, I can send you out with anybody. I can just simply use up the package that you've taken, but it's not fair. Then, you know, I will not have succeeded.
Now, Gina, have you ever done such a thing where, you know, if there's an applicant, let's say a guy, you know, he's, let's say, in his 40s, and he specifically requests that he only wants to date somebody from the age guideline of 30 to 35, but you discover somebody who's, you know, maybe age 38, but perfect for him. Do you then ignore those parameters that the applicant has requested and just put in your own sort of criteria as to why these two people should meet?
What I do is I actually discuss with both parties. Let's say the girl has she says that he has to stop at 38, okay, but the guy is say 41, you know.
But you don't mislead any of those participants in hope that perhaps something special might take place?
No, I don't mislead. The information is there, you know, everything is black and white. You know, you're how old you are, I can't lie. How you look like, I can't lie. You know, I do say all that. But then I try to say that, look, go out and see. If you're not impressed, I will replace the date. Go out. Just go. Give it a try. Maybe he's the one for you. He's only 3 years older. Maybe, you know, just go. And if the girl is, she said, yeah, I'll do it, Lajina. Yeah, what's 1-2 hours of my life? Some do, but some are pretty adamant, no. Then I say, okay, I'm not going to push it.
Now, Amar, are you going to be continuing, going through some of the services that Gina is providing? Are you looking at other options as well? Or is, you know, family members or friends helping you out?
At the moment, I will still stick on with Gina. Reason being is, I'm turning 40 next month, right? age is not on my side, let's be very frank. I'm still a person who's actually looking at side of a life of building a family. Okay, we all know being an Asian, we all love kids, we all love family. That kind of thing is, that's the reason why I actually told Gina, I need somebody who's willing to build a home and have a family. So ideally, it's that kind of choices, which I will leave it to Gina at the moment. Yeah, family, Punjabi community, everybody seems to be, hey, yeah, I got this person for you, I got that person for you. Correct, Gina?
Yeah.
So everybody seems to be the best introduction in the market, but nobody seems to understand what you want.
I'm going to have that conversation at my family house sometime soon, I'll tell you that.
I'm going to leave it right there.
Folks, we've been speaking about online dating. With us in the studio is Gina Dhaliwal, creator of LunchDate.my. Our thanks as well to Sharon and Amar, who've been participants of the website. Thank you all for coming into the studio.
Thank you so much. Ezra, Caroline.
This has been the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.